Hi, it's Sylvia Percy again, and I thought I'd just create another episode of our Advent calendar in a podcast. This one is going to be about podcasting itself. A lot of you have asked us what's the difference between Audioboo and iPadio as I've, those two podcasting apps. And very often, we tend to think that they're competitors, but really, they're a bit different. So they differ from each other in terms of how they function and what they allow you to do. Also, quite recently, I think Audioboo's sound quality has improved drastically. So, first of all, I suggest you try out both at the same event and see what feels better. Social media is all about planning, preparing, adjusting, being prepared for real-time changes and any surprises, but most of all, it's about what you feel is good for sharing your stories and your content. So, if you do have an iPhone or Android phone, if you can have those two applications running on your phone at the same time, try both of them at the same event and see what feels better. Generally speaking, Audioboo is really good because it's very fast. You can upload up to 5 minutes of podcasting for free, and in a way, the network itself works like Twitter. So each of your podcasts is very short and it can be shared on Twitter really quickly. You have a widget created when you can later embed, which you can later embed on your blog, website, and so on and so on. And people can respond to your Audioboos with Audioboos and so on. Whereas iPadio is more of a more sophisticated podcasting tool, where you can, for example, which I think is very, very attractive from their point of view, you can, if you don't have access to Wi-Fi, you can also call in to your iPadio channel and you can record interviews that you're running on your phone, on a phone line, or from your phone offline. That means, for those of you who are not familiar with podcasting, for example, if I am in the area where there's no Wi-Fi, I can call my London number, my iPadio channel, and I can go online live, and I can send out an automated tweet that I'm podcasting from, let's say, Haiti, and running an interview with someone, and I can hold my phone and talk with that particular person over the phone, and the conversation will be recorded and live streamed real time on the internet. The widget will be created. You can later on embed it in different websites. What you can also do with iPadio is you can run interviews over the phone. So instead of just standing with another person and having a conversation which is recorded and then sent to my to through my through the telephone line to my channel, it can be recorded. I can have a conference call with my iPadio channel and another person. So let's say I want to run an interview with one of the voice directors. I phone, for example, David at home, and I talk about arts fundraising with him and record that interview to my iPadio channel. From that point of view, I think iPadio gives you more flexibility in terms of what if one of the technologies fails. Secondly, I think iPadio has a very good customer service in terms of reaching out to the team and asking for more support. Although I think Audioboo increasingly is out there as well. So again, I would not tell you which is my favorite. I wouldn't want to tell you which is my favorite because at the end of the day, I think you should try out both of them. See what are the options, and those are going to be increasingly updated. Things might change in the future, but at the moment they're both very attractive to use for event blogging, for interviewing people, for running a lot of podcasting activities, and for your social media engagement. So you do try them out, and I think in many cases, instead of video interviews, people will be less worried about recording their sound on the phone, and you'll have great material to share online. So enjoy that.